Well, hey folks, it's the 11th of March, 2014. I'm Rocky G in Sacramento, California. Everybody probably knows that already. And I just am fascinated by this thread that I'm hearing about. You'll see that I'm a couple days behind again, but I'm catching up today about what happens to our stuff when we die and how can we unclutter our lives. What are we burdening people with if we were to die tomorrow? This is a really interesting thread. I think the older I get, the more minimalist I'm becoming, and I swore it would never happen to me. From the time I was in my early 20s, I ran around, when I would move, I carried around a house full of stuff. And the older I get, the less I care. It's all just stuff. There are things I attach sentimental value to, certainly. I'm not trying to say that I'm devoid of all emotion and, it's really interesting that the more we downsize, the less all that stuff, that extraneous stuff, really matters. And I kind of had a thought about what happens to the people that we leave behind, you know, the survivors who have to go through our stuff. People get weird when people die anyway sometimes. The strangest behavior can come from people where you least expect it. I would never want that to be the case. There was a time when I think there were people that would have coveted some of my stuff, and, I can't take it with me, so by all means, come and get it. These days, though, I think most of my data, would end up just disappearing with me. Somebody would probably just push the reset button and get rid of it. I do have a handful of friends who are tech savvy, who may decide to image a drive or hold on to a hard drive because maybe they think it has content that they would want. But I know them well enough to know that it's very likely that drive would just sit in a drawer, depending on who's got it. I really don't expect that a lot of people would care too much. And some of it is that I keep my online and my offline communities very separate. Like Max said, I wouldn't even dream of speaking to the folks around me in my day-to-day life about some of the things that I talk to you guys about. And why is that? I don't know why that is. It certainly isn't that I couldn't. It just wouldn't happen. And it kind of begs the question, why do we do it? What makes us feel safe enough to, you know, do we get something out of sharing stuff with people that we've never met? Or is it just that we have an outlet for those things that we wouldn't talk to people in our day-to-day lives about? I don't really know the answer, but it's kind of an interesting question or an interesting thought for me when I take it apart. I'm also wondering about leaving things behind that could be harmful or distressing to other people. I saw this when I was watching my friend go through and clean out old paperwork the other day and having to hide that paperwork from her kids because some of the stuff that was contained in there, had some direct correlation to their education. And even though they're adults now, these are papers she really didn't want her children to have access to. And, personal choice, family decision, whatever. But I thought, boy, what if you died and your kids had to go through that stuff? How fair is it to burden people with stuff after you're gone that you can't put to rights or can't explain? Is it better to just let that stuff vanish with us when we go? Makes me kind of want to go back and delete old archives of things even that I've kept, just because I don't know what purpose it serves. And I used to think that someday I would go through it, or may have it there to go through if I chose to. But I would know myself and I probably never will. Really makes me want to unclutter and downsize. Of course, digital content's really easy to hold on to now, so we don't really think about how much crap there is, but my God, there's 15 years worth of, you know, email and stuff that's zipped up here, and why, you know? It's really interesting. It's interesting thought. It makes me want to go do some spring cleaning, I guess.